ladies get a special yom kippur that the men don't have, it's a kodesh. I've been warned that if people fall asleep during the next 45 minutes, it's no fault of my own. You don't have to take notes. You're not going to be tested on this. Okay. What happened? You don't have to take notes, but you have to be quiet. We're learning Chodesh HaLevavos. Chodesh HaLevavos was written by he's commonly called Rabbeinu Bachaya. Probably the correct pronunciation is Rabbeinu Bachya. We'll call him Rabbeinu Bachaya. We don't want to sound strange. There's two Rabbeinu Bachayas. Rabbeinu Bachaya ben Yosef Pekuda, who wrote the Chodesh HaLevavos, lived over 950 years ago. You're talking about a Rishon who lived a half a century before Rashi. A half a century before Rashi. And so you're talking really fundamental ideas by a very early Rishon, someone who was very early in the Masorah, just about 1,000 years ago. It was written in Arabic. Chodesh HaLevavos was translated around 100 years after it was written by Ibn Tibbon, the famous translator. That's around 100 years later. It's difficult Hebrew, the translation. The Arabic is probably even more difficult. And there are many Perushim that have been written on the Sefer Chodesh HaLevavos. It's a fundamental work. I'm sure everyone here has heard of it. The technical name of it, by the way, is Toras Chodesh HaLevavos. That's what the Chodesh HaLevavos called his Sefer. Toras Chodesh HaLevavos. We'll see in a moment why. He's picked that name very carefully. So over the years, many Perushim have been written. There are many printings of Chodesh HaLevavos, and many Perushim have sprung up to explain. So the Perushim are really written, obviously, to the Hebrew translation. In more recent years, the Lev Tov has come along, a good Jew who was recently Nifter. He was Nifter within the last year. And he wrote in more flowing Hebrew, a more simple Hebrew. It's not a translation, it's like a restatement of the Chodesh HaLevavos. He rewrote it, but he wrote it as a Perush. He didn't try to supplement Ibn Tibbon's translation. He wrote it as if it's a commentary, but really many people they just end up reading the Lev Tov because it's much easier to read. And it's not written as a Perush, it's written as a running Chodesh HaLevavos in itself. So when you're reading Lev Tov, though, you're reading a restatement of a translation of the original Arabic. A Yemenite Rav, Rav Kapach, who retranslated many works from the original Arabic into modern Hebrew. So Rav Kapach, he was also recently Nifter, Rav Kapach, Alav Shalom, rewrote the Chodesh HaLevavos in Hebrew. He replaced, it's not a restatement. The Lev Tov already adds and subtracts and gives his own ideas and takes out and shifts around the sentences. It's what you would call a restatement of the Chodesh HaLevavos. Rav Kapach wrote a new translation. Instead of Ibn Tibbon's translation, he wrote his own translation. He felt it was a better translation even. He went to the original Arabic, and that's Rav Kapach now has. You can go into a store and buy Rav Kapach's Toras Chodesh HaLevavos. I wouldn't recommend you do it. I don't know how accepted it is. Someone tries to replace Ibn Tibbon's translation. It's not a simple thing to do, but it's out there, and many people buy it and use it and prefer it. It's written in more modern Hebrew. Okay. Chodesh HaLevavos is a very fundamental work. Everyone here heard of the Beis Yosef, and many of you perhaps know that the Beis Yosef had a malach coming to learn with him called the Magid, and he wrote a sefer, Magid Meisharim, where he says over certain things that the Magid told him. One of the things the Magid told him was to learn Chovos Halvavos every day. That this is a very fundamental work. It's emes. It's true. The things that it says there are emes. It has the approval of Shemayim, and it should be learned and studied. Chovos Halvavos is, see, now just like doctors specialize and schools specialize, so in learning now we specialize. So you have Hashkafa, and you have Musar, and you have philosophy, and that's three different things, three different disciplines. But the Chovos Halvavos really is everything. It's everything. It's philosophy, it's Musar, it's Hashkafa, it's Hanhogos, it's really a kolbo of Chovos Halvavos, which is why he called the Sefer. That we'll see in a moment what the purpose and the focus and why he wrote the Sefer and what it means, Chovos Halvavos. Parenthetically, the other Rabbeinu Bechaya is Rabbeinu Bechaya ben Osher, who wrote the Perush al HaTorah. That's Rabbeinu Bechaya al HaTorah. That's the other Rabbeinu Bechaya. He also wrote the Kat HaKemach. You may have heard of that work also. It's a work of also philosophy. And he lived around 250 years after the Chovos Halvavos. He was a Talmud of the Rashba. So we're not going to hear about him anymore in this lecture series. I just wanted to mention that you should know who the other Rabbeinu Bechaya is. Okay. So Rabbeinu Bechaya, the Chovos Halvavos, writes in his Hakdama, there's a Hakdama to the Sefer. There's a Hakdama to the Sefer. The Sefer is split into Sha'orim. Sha'ar Yichud is the first. Sha'ar HaBechina is the second. Sha'ar HaYichud, Sha'ar HaBechina. Sha'ar Avodas Elokim is the third. Sha'ar HaBitachon. It's split into Sha'orim. Each Sha'ar is split into Prokim. And Rabbeinu Bechaya almost always gives a Hakdama. Like a modern writer, almost. He says what he's going to do and how he's going to do it and what he's going to teach you and why it's important to teach you this and what are the principles of what he's about to teach you. It's a very, very structured sefer. You can really take any shiur in Chovos Halvavos and you can make workshops out of it. You really could. You can extract the ideas he says, and you can build and make workshops because it's extremely organized, and one step leads to the next step, and one idea flows from the other. And the Chovos Halvavos is full of lists. If you've ever heard of a book called The Book of Lists, or you like to make lists, you're going to love Chovos Halvavos. There's five of this, and there's seven of this, and six of this, and four of this, and 13 of this. And he's very, very organized, as I said. And you can really, and one thing leads into another. So it's good workshop material because you can split it up as lessons. And this is a very specific thing he's teaching you in each perek. And then you go on to the next perek, and everything builds on everything else. In fact, we'll see in a moment, Mitzvah Shem, that how the first three Sha'arim build one on top of another and follow in a very logical, sequential order. In the Hakdama to the whole Sefer, and this is the Chovos Halvavos is, he lived very early, as I said, half a century before Rashi, but it appeals, I think, this is now my opinion, it appeals to modern man, especially after the Enlightenment, after people started becoming more intellectual, people started questioning more and started having more scientific method, and people wanted to understand, and especially in Torah, the last 100 years there's been a breakthrough. You have the Maral earlier, and you have a breakthrough in understanding and making sure that you understand, down to our days, Meiros Yeshiva, Rav Abba Berman Zatzal, whose hadgasha was always to understand what you're learning. And the Chovos Halvavos really talks in that vein. And in his Hakdama to his Sefer, he says that the greatest gift HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon mankind is Chochmah. And you have to understand things. And don't just accept them. You're not a robot, he says. You have to understand it, and you have to delve into it. And Torah is true, so we're not afraid. And Torah is reality. And you have to understand things and ponder them and contemplate them and figure them out. And really, the Sefer, constantly, throughout the Sefer, he is madgish, understanding and doing things because they are rational, because they make sense, because it has a pshat. There's a siben and a sovev. It's not just arbitrary. Everything makes sense and everything fits. And everything is logical and is mukhrach. Sometimes it's mukhrach just on the basis of logic. It's mukhrach. So that's what he writes in his Hakdama. And he talks about Chochmas HaTeva, which would be things like, I guess, physics or biology. That's Chochmas HaTeva. And he talks about Chochmas HaShimush, which is practical knowledge, which is like knowing medicine or music or... we would say knowing how machines run, practical knowledge, not the theoretical knowledge of the Teva, but Chochmas HaShimush, he calls it. And then, he says, this Chochmas HaTorah, Chochmah Elokis, knowing Hashem, knowing what Hashem wants from us, what Hashem demands of us, how He wants us to live, what He wants us to do, why He created the world, and knowing just about Hashem. And really, he says, the other Chochmos are there just to serve us, to aid us, to help us in knowing Hashem, because that's really the pinnacle and that's what everything's all about. And the other things are what we would call handmaidens, are just the helpers to get us to the real Chochmah. And he develops this theme even more in Shaar HaBechina, which we won't be learning, at least not tonight, or not in the next few weeks or months. He develops this idea where the Chochmas HaTeva really should be a stepping stone to develop an awareness of Hashem and to develop Chochmah Elokis. So that's Chochmah. And he stresses Chochmah and he says a person has to understand what he's doing. He has to, whatever a person does, should have meaning, should have purpose. And I think I when I spoke to a while back, a few months ago, so not to this crowd, but it's good to understand what you're doing. That's really the Chodesh Halvodas. It's a principle of the Chodesh Halvodas to understand what you're doing, to get at the meaning behind it, so that what you're doing will be more meaningful and you'll be able to relate to it better. You'll be able to be moser nefesh for things if you understand what you're doing, and so on and so forth. That's in his Hakdama. And then he goes on to say that there's The Torah gives us Chovas HaEvorim. Chovas HaEvorim, he calls us, things that we do, actions. There are mitzvahs that are actions. Shabbos, tefillin, taking challah, not wearing shatnez, giving tzedakah. These are Chovas HaEvorim. But then there's Chovas HaLevavos. And so much of Torah, he says, is Chovas HaLevavos. To believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Things that don't require actions. They're in your heart, in your mind, in your soul. To believe that there's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Liyachado, Hashem Echad, Avos Hashem, Yiras Hashem. To feel kafuf to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To feel, everyone should feel that they're an Eved Hashem. And they exist in order to do Hashem's will. But that's in the heart. There's nothing you can do. You're not going to walk around with a sign that says that, and there are no actions, right? Let's say you can keep Shabbos, Chavis HaLevavos says in his Hakdama. You can do things, they could be empty and void of meaning, there could be no lev there, you haven't touched upon the Chavis HaLevavos of the mitzvah, and although obviously you're still technically obligated to do that, you have to keep Shabbos, but it's a pity, it's a waste if Shabbos is just an empty shell and you never think about, let's take Shabbos as an example, what Shabbos represents, what it stands for, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and I'm declaring I'm declaring that I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days, and what that means, and the appreciation of nature, and the appreciation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech HaOlam, and what that means to me, and what I have to do because of that, all of that is Shabbos. And if you just go through Shabbos, catching up on your sleep, and studying for tests, and eating cholent, so you've done the Chovos HaEvarim of Shabbos, but you haven't done the Chovos HaLvavos of Shabbos. And so much of Torah, he says, is Chovos HaLvavos, and then he says he studied, and he went through Torah, and he learned, and this is again a Rishon that lived way before Rashi. And he says he realized that the more fundamental part of Torah is Chovos HaLvavos. Now he will develop this in Shaar Avodas Elokim, which we will be learning. He sets up sort of a debate in the Sefer, what's more important, what speaks more to the person. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up Chovos HaEvarim and Chovos HaLvavos? Why we have to do things even if we don't understand them, even if we don't feel them, even if we don't know the reason for them, even if they don't mean anything to us, we still have to do them. Why the system has though that obligation, and what are the milos of that obligation to do things even if you don't understand it, and what are the milos of doing things because you understand them, after delving into them and understanding them and appreciating them, and then you do it with your lave and with your heart and with your neshama. And he has like a mock debate within Shaar Avodas Elokim between these two sides, these two angles. So he says there's really, but in the Hagdama he writes, he realized that there's a dearth of literature in the Gemara and in the Rishonim and in the Poskim about Chovos HaLvavos. And so much of Torah is Chovos HaLvavos, because you have the whole area of Chovos HaLvavos, Emuna, Bitachon, to realize that Hashem is one, Ech Hashem Echad, Avos Hashem, Yiras Hashem, appreciating being the Simcha, being an Eved Hashem, all of these things are Chovos HaLvavos, and then all the Maisim, all the Chovos HaEvarim, also have within them Chovos HaLvavos, as we just explained. Shabbos is an empty shell without the lathe, without Chovos HaLvavos. Anything we do, we sit in a sukkah. So if you don't think, why am I sitting in a sukkah, and what does that mean to me, and why is this important to do, and how come it's in Tishrei, why isn't it in Nisan, and what does that mean to me, and how does that make me a better person, and how does that make me a better Eved Hashem, and how do I relate to that? That's slave, that's all above us, and the Chovos HaLvavos writes, without that, you know, it's great, and you did a mitzvah, but such a pity, it's a waste. So he decided he's going to write a sefer, because if any writes, I don't know how many of you, don't recite, please, but how many of you can tell me now that I'm not asking you to do it, to say the Sheish Mitzvahs Tmidios? Has everyone here heard of the Sheish Mitzvahs Tmidios? Right? There are 6 constant mitzvahs that are every moment a person has to be aware. I wouldn't recommend thinking about these 6 things. You might bump into the lamppost outside if you're always thinking about these 6 things. But at least you have to be aware, and at one point think about these things and develop it. And these are the 6 mitzvahs tamidios, the Chinuch calls them, and it's to believe la'amin b'Hashem, li'achado, lo yiyah l'cha Elohim acherim al ponai, which is the love of li'achado, avos Hashem, yiras Hashem, and v'lo sasur achrei levavchem v'achrei einechem. So these are the 6 mitzvahs tamidios. So then the Chovos HaLvavos writes, he realized that they're all Chovos HaLvavos. They're not Maisim, and he just felt compelled, and he says, one more point he makes, he says it's very difficult. Why is it so difficult? Because if you keep Shabbos, so someone can look at you and say you're a Shomer Shabbos, or you're a Mechal Shabbos, Chas V'Shalom, so they can see by looking at you. But nobody can tell by looking at you if your Shabbos is an empty shell, or if it's laden with meaning. Can't tell. Everybody's doing the same thing. Waking up, not doing malacha, going to shul, making kiddush, eating the meal, not doing, right? So everybody's doing the same thing. Two people could live lives, and one is brimming with bitachon and emuna and avos Hashem and yiras Hashem and feels like an eved Hashem and thinks that everything he or she is doing is because it's the Ratzon Hashem that I do this, and I'm an eved Hashem and everything I do. And another person just goes through life. And if you took a snapshot and a video of the two people and you showed it, they both look the same. So it's hard. It's very hard to develop the fulfillment of the chovas halvavos, because nobody's looking, nobody's watching, nobody but HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you know whether you're developing, whether you're doing your chovas halvavos. So it's an avodah rabbah that takes a lifetime. And therefore he said, I must write the sefer, because I have to tell people and teach people what to do. I have to give them a training manual in developing, because there's a sefer on Hilchos Tefillin out there, and there's a sefer on Hilchos Shabbos out there, but there's no sefer, when he wrote this, on Chovos Halvavos. And he wrote it as a training manual, and he called it Torah's Chovos Halvavos. This is like a Shulchan Aruch. He written a few hundred years before the Shulchan Aruch, but that was his intention. You see that in the Hakdamah to the Sefer. He's writing and he's explaining what Chovos Halvavos is, why it's so important, how to develop it, how to acquire it, how to get into it, how to be fulfilled by it, how to not neglect it, how to make sure you're being koneit. And this is why he wrote the Sefer. So the first shar, I'm just going to give a quick synopsis of the first two, very, very quick, because he builds. And the third one, which we'll be learning in Mitzvah Hashem, which is Shar Avodas Elokim, he starts off by showing how it's built upon the first two. So if you want to know why we're not learning the first two, that's a good question. I don't have such a good answer. So, the first shar is Shar HaYichud. Shar HaYichud discusses what a Jew has to believe. And why, not just believe. See, the Chovos Halvavos, no. I don't want you to just believe. I want you to know that it's true. I want you to think and understand why it's muchruch that there's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Why it's muchruch that he's one. Why it's muchruch that he controls history and destiny. And that he created the world. And that he controls Hashgacha over every person and over history, and how the world was created for a purpose. And this Shachar Va'onesh, it's like saying the Yud Gimel Animamins of the Rambam. Again, this was written way before the Rambam. He'll talk about the Yud Gimel Animamins. But what a Jew has to believe. And maybe there are some philosophical proofs. That's why people stay away from Shachar HaYichud. It's considered, maybe it should be learned. I'm not going to get into that. But Al Kaponim, he brings proofs why it's not, you should believe, and more than believe, you should know, and you should understand, and your emunah is not a simple thing. And, you know, people face crises in life, and sometimes they just collapse, because their emunah and bitachon is really not a developed thing. They never really thought about the nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us, the nature of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, emunah, bitachon, why we should do things that they never thought about. So you have to think about emunah, and that's what he establishes in Shar HaYichud. Our basic emunah, avos Hashem, yiras Hashem, he proves it, he shows it, he shows why it's muchrach. That's in the first shahr. It's not just, you know, emunah, okay, I'm not an apikairis. It's not enough for the Chovos Halvavos. It's an avoda, you have to work on it, and you have to understand it, and really work on believing and appreciating that there's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. The second shahr is the next step, is Shahr HaBechina. Chovos Halvavos holds that every person has an obligation to study the universe, to study this great wide world of ours, and appreciate the neflos habore, whether it's in physics, or it's in biology, or it's in plant life or animal life or the human biology. If anybody, if you just know a little of how every inch of the Bria, every square centimeter of the Bria has tens and scores and hundreds of nisim going on at all times, and everything fits together. And the Chavis HaLodos wants you to study this, and he brings down a lot, and he talks about it in Shara Bechina, and this is 1,000 years ago, right? Certainly nowadays, with the development of science, with the development of Chochmas HaTeva, the Neflos HaBore, the Morabu Ma'asecha Hashem, Magodlu Ma'asecha Hashem, is even more. And the Chavis HaLodos wants you to do this. He wants you to study the Bria and examine it and develop. And this is what the Rambam writes also in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, that you develop Ava and Yira, Ava Hashem and Yira Hashem. So in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam writes that you develop it through learning Torah. And you see the Chochma Niflaw that's in Torah. In the Rambam, in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, the Rambam writes that by contemplating the Bria, by watching a sunset, by realizing the Niflaos HaBore, you develop and you study it, and you see how this whole world is, it works, everything works, and everything is there for the benefit of man. And there are books written, there have been books written. Rabbi Avigdor Miller Zatzal wrote a bit on it. He wrote a lot, but you know, he didn't devote his books to that. He let others do that. In fact, there's a book here to show you. This is like real Shara HaBechina, the marvelous wonders of creation, adapted from the works of Rabbi Avigdor Miller Shlita. And this is Shara HaBechina. This is what the Chavis HaLodos wants you to study, because he wants you to develop. You will develop Emuna Bashem, you will see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria, you will develop Avos Hashem, Yiras Hashem, and you will fulfill the Rambam in Hilchos Yesodei Torah that writes that this is the way Tzomo Nafshi Lelokim Lekel Choy, the Rambam writes, Shemachashe B'dvorim Elu. And then all of a sudden you realize how puny you are, and it just hits you, the godless Magodlu Ma'asecha Hashem, and you just like step back and you say, like, wow, you just feel thankful that you're alive and that you're able to daven and that you can talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like I can talk. That's what the Chavis HaLodos talks about in Shara HaBechina, how the study of the Neflaos HaBore within the Bria lead you to tremendous hisrakshus of awareness of Hashem's existence, which is a never-ending battle in life, right? Hashem is Nistor in the Olam, and it's a struggle through brachas, through davening, through thinking, through observing. It's a struggle to always be aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. You become aware of his existence, you develop Ahava, you develop Yira, you develop a tremendous appreciation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meitiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meitiv. The whole creation of the world is a tremendous Hatova. The Ramchal develops that theme, that the whole purpose, so to speak. As much as we can discern a purpose in the creation of the world, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's being Meitiv. And you develop this appreciation because you study how complex, let's say, the human eye is, if you delve into that, and you see how every aspect of the eye is done with the person in mind, how it should work and how perfect it is and how every part of it plays a role, you know. So that's what the Chavis HaLodos wants. A few days ago, the doctors don't understand what the appendix is for. Right? They say it's a useless appendix. That's why it's called appendix. It's just an appendage, and it has no purpose. So, you know, we are Jews, and we know that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does and creates is for a purpose. and it's just a question of time till they catch up with it. And sure enough, I came across 3 days ago. 3 days ago, I sent it around to my shul. 3 days ago, it's a theory still, but they realized that the appendix is creating certain antibodies that are very helpful for the body to fight disease. Anyway, there are books written on this, and this is what Shaar HaBechina is. This is what Shaar HaBechina is about. And then the Chovas HaLevavos says, he comes to the third Shaar, which is the Shaar that we won't be learning tonight. Maybe we'll start it. And he tells us, right, remember, everything's logical, everything's built up. He says, okay, you have now worked on and you have a realization of the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's real. He exists. And he's a mativ. And he loves us. And look what he does for us. And he created us. And I didn't have to be created, you know. I exist. And I exist as a person. I could have been a rock, right? I could have been a tree. I exist as a Jew. Wow. That's like unbelievable. How can I thank Ilu Finu Moleshira Kayom Ulushonenu Rinon Kamon Galob Visosenu Shelach Kanachave Rokia the Einenu Meiros Kashemish Bechareach Friodenu Frusus Kanisha Shemoyim Vaglenu Kalas Kayalos Eina Nachman Speak of Lodos Lukashem Lokanabu Kabul Senu Al Achas May Elef Alfe Alofim Vriba Rebobos Ponomatobos Shall see some of us in it. That's the Chavis Halvavos. That's Shaar HaBechina. When you start thinking the Tova that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just gave us from our very creation. Who says, we don't have a right to exist. Why am I alive? Why is there a me? You can spend your whole life thanking Hashem just for that. Right? Alachas me elef alfei alofim ribei yavovos pomim atovos. So you are aware of the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're aware of the tova that he does for us and his greatness and his love for the brios and what he does and everything, how it works. So what's next? What's next? What's next, according to the Chovas HaLevavos, and this is reflected also in the Ramban throughout Chumash and in many other Rishonim, that our avodas Hashem in this bria is based on our Hakaras HaTov. When we're overwhelmed with the realization of the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Chovas HaLevavos, Shaar HaYichud, and we develop an appreciation for all that He did and does for us constantly, whether in our creation and in our bodies, in the universe, in the world, and everything that works in the Bria, that your mind is telling your hand now to write an intelligible sentence, and it's all working. It's all working. It doesn't have to work. You have a chas v'shalom. Someone has a stroke, chas v'shalom. You know, and all of a sudden, these person's crying. His mind's telling his hand to move. It's a geitnisht. Who said? It's not working. But by most people, it does work, right? Every motion we make, you have to get up and say, Hoidu Lashem Ki Tov, Ki Li Olam Chasdo. My mind is telling my hand to move. And forget about that it's writing an intelligible sentence. You know what that takes? You know how much memory it takes to form a sentence? Who says you have to... You remember. What's memory? A bunch of... You ever see the kishkas of a human skull? A bunch of gray matter, right? And you know what's there? How do you remember how to talk? What word to use? And your hand is... Like, if you think about it and you break it up into parts, you just go out of your mind with thanks and appreciation to Hashem. And then you feel Hakaras HaTov. What can I do to Hashem? I just can't be the recipient of all this Tov and do nothing. And this is his Hakdama to Avodas Elokim. is the logic and the rationale of just being makir tov. And when you makir tov to someone, you can't sleep, you can't eat, you have to pay them back, you have to do back to them. What can I do to show my thanks? I can't just take. Thank you. Oh, Hashem, you want to really thank Hashem? You have to be obeyed Hashem. Hashem wants nothing from you other than recognition that he exists and to fulfill his will. But there's nothing you won't do anymore. When you build up Shar HaYichud and Shar HaBachina, Shar HaVodas HaLokin is a breeze. It follows logically. And that's the Chayvus HaLvodas' fundamental principle. It's not simple. Not everybody perhaps holds like that. It might even be a bit... Our avoda is based on Hakaras HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a rational... See, this is the Chayvus HaLvodas at work. It's a rational... Mahalach, it's rational, right? If I say you have to keep Shabbos because Shabbos, Chavdavodos wants me to understand Shabbos. Okay, it should be meaningful to me. What about Shatnez? What about a Chok? So we'll talk about that as we get into Chavdus Halvavus. But here's the beauty of the Chavdus Halvavus, that even if I accept that there are some things that Hashem wants me to do, even if I don't understand it, I'm not admitting that point yet. We'll learn about it in the Chayvus HaLvavus. But even if that's true, that there are some things which we won't understand. The question is if I have to struggle to understand it as best as I can. But even if I accept a premise that there are certain things which I will not understand. So you say, okay, but you have to do it anyway. Irrationally. No. Chayvus HaLvavus doesn't accept that. Nothing's irrational. Because Avodas Elokim is not irrational. So even if I tell you that you have to do things without understanding what you're doing, but there's a rationale and a ta'am to why do you have to do something you don't understand? Because you have to do the Ratzon Hashem. Because when you're Makir Tov. I have a Karas HaTov to the Rebbetzin. Right? I owe my life to the Rosh Hashiva and the Mela to the Rebbetzin. So I tell my wife, the Rebbetzin can ask me anything she wants. There's nothing I won't do for her. Why? When you're Makir Tov to someone, you feel, and if you've ever experienced this, you'll know what I'm talking about. And the deeper the Hakaras HaTov, if someone gave you life, if someone gave you Ruchniyastik life, if someone taught you Torah, if someone was the cause of your understanding Torah, if someone gave you the ability to understand and opened your eyes, what won't you do for them? That's plain and simple Hakaras HaTov. What won't we do for Hashem? It's payback. I jump and I dance at the thought that there's something I can do for Hashem. How can I pay him back for every breath that I take? And if you, right, and a breath is not a simple thing. Oxygen, face, I don't know how, right? You take in your body, the oxygen, the blood, something with oxygen, it goes in, it goes out, I don't know. But every breath is an amazing feat. And the lungs work. Amazing. How I want to thank Hashem for it. That's Avodas Elokim. And that's what the Chayvus HaLvavus writes in his Hakdama to Shar Avodas Elokim. That there's a reason to be Oved Hashem, and that's which we'll be exploring Mitz Hashem in the coming months, step by step through the prokim of Shar Avodas Elokim. But the fundamental principle is that after Shar HaYichud and Shar HaBechina, of course. Now comes Shar HaVodas HaLokim. What won't I do to the being that created me and gave me life and makes everything work for me and bestows so much tova upon me? Omar HaMechaber, we'll learn the first few lines. I don't know if we're going to end up with text or not, but meanwhile I'll read you. Mitnesha Biyarnu, the Mesha Ovar, we've explained up till now, Chiyuv Yichudu Elokim B'Lev Shalem, right? Understanding and appreciating Hashem is one. The Ofane Bechinas Tovosav, and how to discern all the tovos that he does for us. Is chayavnu, now it's time, lizkor achakach, ma sheha'odim chayav linagbo, kishe yizbaruru etzlo. He doesn't want you to just do it after you're convinced the reality of Hashem, and you work through shar ha'bechina, then you say, wow, I'm ready to be an Oved Hashem. For who kibul avodas elokim, the acceptance that there's nothing you won't do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing you won't do for the Ribono Shel Olam. Kifi, and this is a very Chovos Halvavos sentence, Kifi asher yichayveyu haseichel. And this is your homework assignment. I want you to think about this. He says, it's supremely rational, lemeitiv al mi sheheitiv lo. The seichel, it's... The seichel is machaye. The seichel demands, rational thought demands that we pay back, that we do for a person that was mative to us. The Chovos Halvavos will talk about it later in the Shar. We'll talk about it, in fact, later in the Hakdama and in Perek Gimel of Shar Avodas Elokim. But that's a sentence that it's worthwhile to think about it. Why is it rational? Why does it make sense? Why it's muchrach b'seichel, like one and one is two. You know that's muchrach b'seichel. It's really not so muchrach, right? Hashem could have made a world in which one and one is three, although our minds don't grasp it, but he could have. But this is even more, this is, the seichel is mechayev. The seichel is mechayev that you do something for, you pay back, you express your hakaras hatov to someone that's mative to you. And that's what Avodas Elokim is based on. Okay, you're free.